Thank you for calling OMATS Health. My name is Tiffany. How may I help you?
I have a standing order that's going out on the 5th of this month, and I'd like to change it from the roll-on that I have to the new one that you have. It's 500 milligram.
What's your first and your last name, please?
Connie Peralta.
Okay, and what's your zip code, Ms. Connie?
97439-9801.
Okay, and verify your shipping address, please.
2379 11th Street, Florence, Oregon.
Okay, and thank you for that. All right, so I do see where you're getting the the cryo-free CBD pain relief roll-on every 2 months. Looks like you got a shipment that's due to go out in March. Okay, so you're not wanting the pain relief roll-on anymore?
No, I want to change it to the extra strength 500 milligram.
So that means that we would have to cancel this account and open up a whole new order.
Oh, is that all right?
Yes, ma'am. We can do that because we just can't switch the products out because they're totally different prices.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let me see. So are you wanting the extra strength on a subscription?
Yes.
Okay, so the one that you're stating that's the extra strength, that would be the one that's the cryo-free CBD sports cream.
And it says 500 milligrams.
Let me make sure. Let's see.
That's what my email says anyway.
Okay, let me just make sure. Okay, I see it. So it's the new cryo-freeze extra strength roll-on. It's $39.95.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you, by any chance, know your password to your account that you have with us?
Well, that's why I'm calling, is because I have an account, and then I tried to enter it and do this online, but it kept saying that it didn't know my password.
Okay, let's see. They might have just used the one here. Okay, let me see. They might have just used the one here. Let me just check it and see. Let me see. Let me log from out of his account. Let's see. Log in. Okay. What's your email address, Miss Connie?
Gib, G-I-B, Connie, at Gmail. .com.
Okay, thank you. Nope, that's not the password that they use. So let's see.
Let's see. It could be. I don't know.
Hold on for just a second. I think it went through. Hold on for just a moment. Let me see. I think it did. Nope, it didn't go through. So that's not the one that is. Which one you think it is?
It might be Crystal, C-H-R-Y-S-T-A-L. That's Crystal with an H.
Okay, start back over for me.
C-H-Y-R-S-T-A-L/T-A-T.
No, that's not it. So what I'm gonna do is on this end, I'm going to send you, okay, forget password. We're going to send the reset. So they're going to send something over to your email address. It's going to help. No, I would say it's no account found with this email. Oh.
Well, they send me stuff all the time, and they send me every 2 months, they send me CryoFreeze. And even when it came up on my computer, it came to the right address, my address, gibconnie@gmail.com.
GIBCONNIE@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Okay. Nope, it's not. Let me try it again. Okay, it's still stating that that email address is not correct, and that is the one that we have on file, the GIBCONNIE@gmail.com, but it keeps saying that it's not a valid email address with us, and I know it is because I'm looking at it on this end. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you over to my supervisor just to see if they can log into your account.
Okay.
Okay, hold on for just a moment, Ms. Connie.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Okay, Ms. Connie, thank you for holding for me. I just wanted to let my supervisor know what was going on. So I'm going to go ahead and get you sent over now so they can see if they can get into your account, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am, you're more than welcome, Ms. Connie. And thank you again for calling OMATS Health. And as a small business, we do sincerely appreciate your business. You have a wonderful day. I'm going to get you sent over to my supervisor.
Okay, and you have a blessed day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome.